From 2001 to 2010, kayakers from around the world traveled to the Hudson Valley for the Great Hudson River Paddle, hosted by the Hudson River Valley Greenway. In 2017, Hudson River Valley Greenway was awarded a grant to revive the beloved paddle. For this year's excursion, Hudson River Expeditions, a private kayaking adventure operator based in Cold Spring, was chosen to breathe new life into the paddle over the next 3 years. The company plans to relaunch the new Hudson River paddle with some significant changes, including all-inclusive offerings for participants. This year's paddle takes place August 1st through the 5th. August 1st through the 5th. So, if you want to plan, registration is open, and we're going to talk all about it with Brian Gron. He is the owner of Hudson River Expeditions, and he joins us to tell us about the Great Hudson River Paddle of 2018. Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you.
It's very nice to have you on the program. Very nice to hear that the Hudson River Paddle, the Great Hudson River Paddle, is back. So how did that all happen?
It happened by way of Scott Keller and the Greenway reaching out and sending out an RFP and request for proposal for outfitters like myself to get out there and revive this thing and bring it back out for enrollment.
Had you been a part of it prior when it was running from 2001 to 2010?
Unfortunately not. I was not. However, a couple of our guides who will be leading this trip were. So
when you look at this trip, what does that encompass?
This trip's going to be 75 miles from Albany to Poughkeepsie this year.
That seems really long to me. Is that not long?
You break it up over 5 days, it's not that bad.
Okay.
We will be riding with the current each day. We've scheduled it that way. So when we're paddling, we do get current assist. So the days will break up, averaging about 15, but our longest will be 17. Our shortest will be 10.
10 miles.
Miles,
that and is, then yeah, 17, so. And then 17 miles would be the longest.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how many people can you accommodate?
Up to 30.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So it'll be 30 people who ultimately will be up and down the...
It'll be 30 participants plus the staff that supports, which would be up to 10.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so how many actual kayaks will be going? Is it 30 kayaks then?
Yeah, it's an individual. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so is that... Given that you have really no control over the current, then how do you keep everybody together?
Well, we don't have control over the current per se, but we can predict it. Luckily, there's some really wise people out there in the world that tell us when the current will be shifting, in which direction and what speeds it will run. So our guides are adept. We've been doing this professionally for years in, you know, coaching and keeping people together and maintaining a good, safe procedure down the river.
So, but everybody gets into the river basically at the same time, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And then, but some people will show up at the end earlier than others.
No, we travel together.
Everybody goes together.
Yeah, we keep it together. You know, some will paddle inherently faster than others just by their skill level, their experience, or their stamina, whatever they may have. But we work with each other as a team, and we stay as a pack, yeah.
Okay, so this is a whole new world to me, so I have to ask a lot of questions.
Sure.
I apologize if they're dumb questions, but I... Here we go. But if I prepare, like if you're preparing for a marathon, is it to that level of preparing for a paddle or?
Not this sort of thing.
Okay.
No. This sort of event or this sort of journey is not to that extent of stamina requirement. We translate it similar to hiking on moderate trail with a light backpack to what the physical requirements would be.
So when you're done, let's say day one, and then you camp?
We do. So what Greenway has afforded us is they've given us the funds to build what I'm really looking at as a mobile village. We've got the infrastructure built where the participants will be able to have their own individual tents. They'll have a comfortable cot. We'll have common area tents for sun shelter and rain protection, as well as the center of our little village will be a trailer, concession trailer, kitchen trailer that provides all our provisions for it along the trip.
The fact that this was something where kayakers from around the world traveled to the Hudson Valley for this event when it was going strong in the early part of this new century,
mm-hmm.
What happened in the sense of what then what evaporated?
I believe the event was wonderful and super successful for many years, but it did require a fair amount of self-sufficiency for the participants to have equipment and have this experience to really be outdoors and be self-sustained through that period. What we've tried to do here is to eliminate that portion of it and really open up the availability to this to anyone who is just an adventure traveler, wants to be outside, wants to explore the Hudson Valley and explore all that it has to offer naturally and culturally by doing it through your own power and steam. Rather than a cruise ship, you are your own engine getting your way down the river and stopping at all these great spots.
So let's talk about some of the great spots along the way. Mm-hmm. Give us an idea of what we'll encounter as we make the 75-mile trek.
Sure. So it is will be four nights. Our first night will be in the town of Queemans, and being our first night, we will have time, plenty of time in the afternoon and the evening to relax and explore the town of Queemans. And we provide shuttle services on each of our stops. So we have a 15-passenger van, and we'll have a shuttle schedule to get you to any local attractions or points of interest. I anticipate the first night to be a bit of a relaxing night and a get-to-know-you orientation sort of thing. The second evening, we'll be stopping in the village of Athens. Between that, the village of Athens and the city of Hudson across the way, there's plenty to explore there. We'll have Olana on the schedule to check that out and walk that property. And the design is that we paddle from about 8 a.m. till approximately 2 p.m. daily so that you have the afternoon and the evenings to explore the local areas. Our shuttles will be flexible that we can accommodate changes on that as well. Our third night will be in Saugerties, camped at the Coast Guard station. So that'll be good fun there.
Yeah.
Quite interesting to stay there. But it's also First Friday in Saugerties that night. So there'll be plenty of engagement there within the town of Saugerties. And then our last night is in Kingston, where we'll be running shuttles up to the Stockade District downtown and wherever else points of interest to get out and see what Kingston is all about.
Now, those are the stops. And as you're actually doing the paddling,
yes,
you have time to sort of stop and smell the roses as well, right?
Absolutely, yeah. The current on the river throughout this whole section will be running like 1 to 2 knots through the days. We'll be paddling around 3 knots or so. So we'll be making good time down the water. Certainly soaking in all the natural beauty. We'll have the Catskills as our backdrop nearly the whole way. It'll be stunning, yeah.
How is paddling down the Hudson River different than rafting? Like whitewater rafting?
Oh, it's quite different. I've done quite a bit of rafting in my life. Spent a long time in Colorado, and rafting is a thrill. It's an exciting thing. And not to say that sea kayaking or paddling is not thrilling, but it's not that adrenaline rush. It's more serene and calming, comparatively speaking.
Yeah, so you take your time and mm-hmm. it goes, and mm-hmm. it's the water is taking you where it wants to take you.
Yeah. It's assisting you down the water.
It's assisting you.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You still have control.
You have control. Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure we still have control over
yes,
something
yeah. yes.
in our lives,
yeah,
for
absolutely.
God's sakes.
Yes, yes, yes.
First of all, you have a cool paddling shirt on. That's
yeah,
very
isn't
neat.
That, isn't that great? Yeah, a good friend of mine procured that. Yeah,
very, very cool.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm embarrassed to say how long it took me to realize those were kayaks. So let me get to the meat of this, in the sense of, in working with the Greenway, then how do you work with them, and what ultimately does everybody get out of it, in the sense of for the future of working on this event?
So the Greenway, their stated goals for this have been to deliver this this event and to provide an experience to the participants, and but by and large to bring awareness to their mission and to the Hudson River Water Trail as a system. The water trail system is an infrastructure that they have built that consists of launches and landings and camping opportunities, so it avails individuals to paddle the Hudson River as a recreational destination and have places to stay along the way.
The I mentioned at the beginning where I asked you the question about the part of the introduction where I said that people came from all over the world. So are you finding that now too, or is it of the people that have signed up?
Of the people, it's fairly local at this point. We do need to get this going again, and it is a reboot. It's going to, I believe, take a little bit of time, and I hope for that next year that we'll see a little bit more of the international crowd return.
So, Brian, tell me about the day job. As far as your work in Hudson River Expeditions, what do you this is pretty much what you do helping people down the river, right?
Yeah, this is exactly what we do. We've been at this for quite a while, and we're an outfitter, we're a guide service, and we're instructors. We provide equipment for people to get out and self-explore within safe practices. We have a phenomenal staff. I'm just absolutely thrilled with the people that come and work with us on a daily basis, highly professional individuals who are highly skilled and trained, who lead our tours in the Hudson Highlands region primarily. And the bulk of our work is from, the Highlands region. So the Beacon-ish area, Cold Spring area, down to the Peekskill area. We do tours 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. We do some overnight stuff already. And,
So a lot to do, a lot to see. And I'm going to go back to this again, but this is one of the best places in the world to do this, right? I mean, we are lucky to have one of the most beautiful.
Yeah, I think we are. I think so many of us, and I find myself guilty of this from time to time as well, taking home for granted. The Hudson River Valley is by far absolutely a world-class destination for travelers and for, you know, checking it out.
Your physical beauty.
Yeah, and the cultural aspects of everything that's happening here, and everything that you can really immerse yourself in. Oftentimes, I look abroad for that, and I forget that, hey, I'm right here in the middle of it.
And it's really special and very cool.
Yeah, it certainly is.
Well, the 2018 Great Hudson River Paddle takes place August 1st through the 5th, and registration is open now. How do you find out about it? Well, you go to their website. It's HudsonRiverPaddle.com, HudsonRiverPaddle.com, and you can find more information there. You also can find that link posted at our website, WAMC.org/roundtable, along with this interview. HudsonRiverPaddle.com, HudsonRiverPaddle.com, or WAMC.org/roundtable. Brian Gron is with us from Hudson River Expeditions. Brian, we wish you all the luck in the world. We hope you have a beautiful paddle on August 1st through the 5th. And thank you for telling us about it. And many, do you have a multi-year deal here, or is it to see how this goes and work in the future?
So we'll be doing this for 3 years, this year and two more at a minimum. I'm hopeful to continue it for many after that.
All right. We'll make it special this year and keep on going. Brian, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. HudsonRiverPaddle.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.